What's up, everybody? This is Kim, Knight Rider Productions, and we are here with the one and only Jeff DeMoss, Ricky Ross.
Yeah. DeMoss, man, the myth, the legend, everything that you've heard and more. Jeffy D in the house.
So, Jeff, yeah. Jeff is an entrepreneur, businessman like no other. People don't know that Jeff is a freestyle rapper. Jeff is had a few very successful and not so successful companies in his day. Why don't you explain to the audience what some of those businesses and some of them ventures have been about?
Well, I learned how to turn a weekend into about 3 or 4 years of my life earlier. And so I, did some crazy things, did some cool things. A lot of things that you may have heard. I've done. But, man, where do I start with this shit, Kim?
Start with Platinum Whites. That's a teeth whitening company. And Jeff knows nothing about the dental field. Let me tell you, folks, if you have a dream or you want to just do whatever's in your mind and you feel like you can do it because my man knows nothing about teeth, dental, none of that shit, and had a full-blown dental whitening company.
So you know what?
And my man Rob's in the house, too. Just had to let you know. So if there's a, we got him chiming in the background. We are smoking. We are kicking it. We are laying on the bed right at this moment. No homo. My man Jeff is suffering through some major stage 4 cancer right now and has only been given a couple weeks to live. Wanted to really put that out and let everybody know.
The front door.
And we have some guests that just popped in, but we're going to continue to venture on this. We'll get into that cancer thing a little bit more, but we're sitting here just vibing out with Jeff, and he has a really cool, cool story. So how did Platinum Whites end up starting?
So, I've always kind of been wanting to do my own thing, be an entrepreneur, be my own boss. And, I was fortunate to be mentored and just really have a burning desire to do my own thing. And so life was kind of low. I just went through a divorce, and me and my business partner right now, we were like pinky in the brain, always trying to figure out how to take over the world today. And so we were feeling sorry for ourselves at our friend's house, just going through a divorce, trying to fight over the couch and stuff. And it was literally kind of a low point, but we're like, you know what, we need to do our own thing. We were at a company that was screwing us over, and so we were feeling sorry for ourselves, having Easter dinner at Golden Corral, like, one of the lowest of all low places, I guess. I don't know.
All you can eat.
All you can eat, baby. All you can eat.
Podcast. We're talking right now, podcast live. And the one and only right now, Matthew, he is part of Platinum Whites as well. El Mateo, we were just getting into the Platinum Whites story right now about how you guys were at Golden Corral. So we're gonna continue. Everybody, K-Dog's in the house now. We got a full-blown house. Go ahead, sit down. We're in the bed.
Five people in the bed.
All right, five people in one bed. My man Jeff. No homos, not a group gangbang. We are just kicking it.
All right, let me finish my story.
All right, we was at Golden Corral.
Introduction. All right. So we're at the Golden Corral having the finest of whatever we wanted, because it's a buffet, and trying to figure out how to take over the world, and the idea of Platinum Whites hit us. A couple weeks previous, one of my friends gave us a bag of teeth whiteners. He's like, do you think you could sell these? Gave it to me for $5, flipped them for 10, sold them all in one day.
Hell yeah, we could sell anything.
Yep, took him the cash the next day. I'm like, let's double up. And he's like, oh, well, hold on. You got to start up a business. You got to do all this, blah, blah, blah. So nothing ever came of it until a couple weeks later when Matt, who just walked in the house.
Business
partner. We're just, we came up with the idea.
If he's bullshitting on anything, if he's forgetting something.
So we decided to start up Platinum Whites. I moved those kits that quick. We came up with the name Platinum Whites that day, right, Matt?
That's right, baby.
Yep. And then quit our jobs the next day. Got our first investors the day after that, or Wednesday, right? Mm-hmm. When my lady was the very first one. Kirsten in the house, baby.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, investor.
Well, what's up? Started the train.
Investor, lover, doctor.
And then I used to do Nothing for the company.
All right, let me get that.
Hold
back.
On, man. You can't have the microphone, man. You don't need to hold the microphone.
I need that microphone.
Let me get that microphone, bro. Send her in to get that microphone. No, it picks up right here. I need to hold the microphone. I mean, that's Jeff trying to be the control freak. Let me tell you, man. So I used to do graphics for Jeff when at the beginning of Platinum Whites. And that fool, man, is the most anal person to work with. Like, that motherfucker would be like, hey, can you do this for me? And I would do it, spend all night doing it. And he'd be like, you know what? Can you move the just up a little bit? And then you'd move it up. And he'd be like, you know what? Can you just move it down a little bit? And then, never mind. Will you just put it back where it was? And I'm like, oh, my God.
High maintenance, baby.
Man, high maintenance. High maintenance for $100. You know what I mean? Like, for a $50 investment, bro. Anyways, man, so Platinum Whites, we're going to jump quicker to the bigger picture. Platinum Whites ended up being a good, successful company for a little bit. And
we had the fall.
Did you get Walmart? You didn't get Walmart.
We got a bunch of retailers. We just grew too fast, couldn't handle it. I made a mistake and printed that it expired in 06 instead of 2016. So the Kroger calls us up and they're like, are you sending us 10-year-old products? And we shipped a whole pallet that expired 10 years previously, supposedly on the sticker.
Damn. So
that was a $250,000 mistake. And then every time somebody touches or looks at your product from any store, it's like $20 an hour,
minimum
of 2 hours. So that got to be expensive.
I remember when we were at the office one time and you guys pulled out a check, literally, I think it was one of your first big checks, and it was like $250,000, and all of us were like, holy shit, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean, we're not rich over here, but shit, you know what I mean, when you receive a $250,000 paycheck, you're like, oh shit, can we go to Wendover? And just so you know, Wendover is in Nevada, close to Utah.
Casinos, baby.
Yeah, they call it Bendover sometimes.
Because you get fucked over, and no lube, they don't even spit on it there, they just fucking throw you away. They just take your money and throw you away. But so we, you know, Platinum Whites had a little bit of a fail at the end. So
a little bit of a fail. Yeah, that was like the closer, bro. If you're sending $20,000, $30,000 pallets and they're sending you dollar checks back, that fucking hurts. You know?
Yeah. So then what happened after that?
So a couple months go by and fucking cancer pops up. I get freaking throat cancer. I thought it was earache. And then, you know, the antibiotics didn't work, and then it went in, and I hate needles and shit, but the doctor he saw a little thing in the back of my throat. This is my home practitioner. He's like, you know what? Pop that thing, and if, you know, because he knew I was broke at the time, he's like, if hard shit pops out, that's bad. That means it's cancer. But if it's soft, that's good. That means it's just an infection. I'm like, oh, shit, that's like a weird home. You pop that shit. So he's like, go to a throat and nose doctor. So the very next day, me and my wife were at the doctor, and, you know, we arranged for... He just said it's not good. I'm a little confused how this shit happened, but regardless...
K-Dog will tell us the truth, but if this is not the truth... So help me God, we fucked up.
So anyway, I ended up having throat cancer that spread to one of my lymph nodes.
Yeah, so... Stage four right off the gate. Jeff's one of my best friends. Matt's one of my best friends. Like, we all hang out really tough. K-Dog's one of my best friends. And we all, you know, had to experience this together as a team. And I could just relay. Jeff was in the hospital. No, I got this other pin of pot. Thank you. Jeff had to relay. Well, when he went in for surgery, here, grab this right in this area.
Got it.
So when Jeff went in for his first surgery, they literally like cut him up from the back of his ear all the way down, like his shoulders. Like, he looked like Frankenstein. Me and K-Dog and his mother were sitting in the waiting room waiting for him to get done. We were so scared for him, and he came out and we thought he was dead. Like, swear to God, it was that bad. He looked horrible. Tube in his mouth, everything. I mean, you want to talk about a fighter? My dude has never complained about shit, got stage 4 cancer, has lost businesses. You know what I mean? If you really want to be, like, an entrepreneur or, like, chasing this dream. Like, Jeff is the most positive person you will ever meet.
Yeah, that's he's never
that's his
positivity,
secret.
Positivity, you know? It definitely kept me alive and has been a huge force in my life.
And me and his wife, we ended up staying at the hospital for like an entire week and not even leaving. His wife is K-Dog, and she is a boss. And
she's the best woman in the world.
Yeah, and so we ended up staying there for that. We thought he was good. A year goes by. Bless you. And then what happened?
I popped lung cancer.
And we got more cancer. So let me tell you guys, most people get like breast cancer or like kidney cancer or back, neck, my neck and my back cancer and die. And we're a little morbid because this is a really tough subject for us. You know what I mean? Like watching your friend and your husband die right in front of you. But, you know, like people usually die having one type of cancer. Jeff literally has like full body cancer, like in his tooth.
Yeah, all over the place, really. You got teeth all cancer. Major organs. We got at least 300.
Man, you smoke
innumerable, right, babe? That's what they say.
I wish I could videotape this. He got both vape pens in his mouth at once. That's why nobody, the audience
shotgun
can't. Yeah, that's why nobody can hear anything because he's over here coughing. Anyway, so Jeff had more surgeries like a year later. Tell us about that one.
On the lungs. They cut off the top of both my lungs, but I still breathe better. Everybody else coughs, you know, when they're smoking pot. I'm the one that doesn't freaking cough. So that's kind of hard.
Ain't no lie. Matt's over here coughing like a motherfucker. Yeah. And Jeff ain't even coughing.
And then another year later, they found at least 100 more in my lungs. You know, 100 more times.
So here we are, 2018. What's today? June 8th. June 8th, 2018. And Jeff has full-blown stage 4 cancer still.
Let me see. Hold on. Stop from the top.
Right. Yeah, you can't touch it because it'll, like...
Like MC Hammer? Right.
Yeah. Just use your vocals. Right. Sorry, I don't care if he's got cancer or not. I'll still shut him down, you know what I mean?
Well, let me start from the top just so they know. So we got at least, like, 11 tumors in my brain, right, babe?
Yeah.
And then I think we go down a little bit to the lungs. And there's innumerable ones. Last time we heard was at least 100.
Over 150.
Yeah, so that's quite a bit. But that's, you know, not bothering me too much, thank God, because I'm a smoker. But not of tobacco. That's what I put on all my medical forms. Hell no to tobacco, yes to cannabis. So that's that. And then go a little bit lower, and then we just had a new pop-up in my... liver.
There's innumerable
tumors in there, which sucks. That's a rather new one. And then in my kidney, we have one that was the size of a fist that was growing like an inch a week. And we zapped that with radiation. But now there's some new growths in there. But the big one's kind of dead, so that's good. And then what else do we have, babe?
Spine.
Oh, and then shit ton in my spine. Innumerable ones in and outside my spine. So that's kind of a big, long laundry list of shit, but I'm still ticking, so that's a good thing.
So they gave Jeff, like, a couple weeks, like, a month ago. Yeah. And he's still kicking. He's still, K-Dog will carry him out to the garage to smoke everything.
Yeah.
Now we got these new little vape pens. We can just sit in the room and smoke.
Yeah.
So, I'm sitting on the vape pen. What? Oh, I'm sitting on the vape
pen. Well, we're still ticking.
And we're still kicking it.
Still getting ready for launch on the Space Pace.
About 7, 10 days.
You didn't explain Space Pace yet. So Space Pace is the new business.
We resurrected that in the middle of cancer. We're like, let's do something.
And that is going to be continued on with Matt and K-Dog, or just Matt, but K-Dog will still collect your portion. So break down Space Pace for me.
All right, so we had this awesome product that we've been sitting on, and when the company kind of died, we resurrected the Space Paste because it's really unique, you know? It's what it is it's a toothpaste tablet. You chew it up, swish it around, little particles buff your teeth, foams up like traditional toothpaste, and you're fresh for hours, you know? And we do it naturally with cranberry extract, and it's a really novel product. And so we've been trying to bring it back, but... takes a lot of money to go retail. I mean, you know, to get into Walmart, it's like $12 million commitment, and you got to wait 4 months to get paid.
That's it?
That's
$12
it.
Million?
Yeah.
I got 13 bucks on it.
Yeah, you're
Rob, what you got?
Dude,
He got at least two. Rob got at least 200,000. Can you please stop coughing, Doc? You're fucking up the whole podcast. If you want to continue to cough, I need you to get out.
Just cough free zone.
Yeah, back to Rob putting in 250,000.
Yeah, so shit.
So you have 200.
All right, yeah. How much do you think you can raise, Cam?
I told you, I got $13 on it.
What if you put it on your Facebook? Do you think that people would fucking invest?
No, people don't need support anyway, me, motherfucker. Yeah. Why would they support you?
I am a boss. They wouldn't do it. So anyway, the last couple months, we decided to go MLM because our product does well face-to-face. And it's going to be awesome. And there's, you know, instead of a person buying one packet, they buy a box and share it with their friends. And it's going to be awesome. So hopefully I can see the launch of that. That'd be awesome. And that's just going to take over the world and kind of be a part of my legacy. And
no, life still, is
good.
Tell the audience, like, what it takes to chase your dreams and what you have to be
an entrepreneur.
Yeah, what's really, yeah, what does it really take? Being an entrepreneur
is really unique. You know, you really have to be committed to it. But it'll change your life. I recommend it to everyone and anyone because you're your own boss. You're already working hard, or you're probably slacking actually because most people slack off. But when you're doing your own shit and being your own boss, that's what it's all about. You know, you have a different passion. You wake up every day wanting to work, which is different. You know, a lot of people hate what they're doing. But if you can change the world in some ways or be happy with what you do, it'll make the world of difference. And so for me, what the hell was the question anyway?
Damn.
What about being an entrepreneur?
Yeah, young Ramble. Ramble, oh, Ramble.
Where are we going? I'm just reading out the dictionary here.
Yeah, like, that guy Wikipedia was reading off. He reading off his hand right now, pre-written stuff. Come on, bro.
To be an entrepreneur, you have to be committed.
All right, what does it take to become an entrepreneur? What do you have to...
It takes a lot of dedication. Most people fail. You know, so you have to be ready for that, but you have to do better than that and just really rise above. But really, it's not for everybody, but it is for people that want to be committed. They want to do their own shit. They want a better life, a better lifestyle, but it's going to take a lot of time and shit. Don't get lost in it, though, because I did. I worked double, triple overtime, and I lost track of, like, my wife and my life. And you know, but... That's kind of what it took. Like, I just became a workhorse because I was working for myself. And it was much more enjoyable waking up every day. Right, Matt?
Yeah.
Rather than fucking working for the man. And that's fucking, you know, what I recommend to everybody. Just be your own boss. And like I said, it's not for everybody.
When we started, we did think it was for everybody.
Yeah.
We tried to turn everybody to entrepreneurs. And, as the years progressed, we realized that it wasn't for everybody because it takes a level of commitment that most people aren't willing to give.
And sacrifice.
And sacrifice.
It's tough.
Yeah.
When you lose a $10 million business like Jeff and I lost, it takes a lot to get up the next day. But it's that type of commitment that we love. And that's why we get up and put it in.
Same thing.
Yeah, food's here. Jeffrey D's gonna get to eat. We're doing a podcast. Jeff's mom's in the house right now. Joan Rivers, not the real Joan Rivers, but
DeMoss.
I'm just gonna sit.
You can call me Joan Rivers. I'm not very much like her.
Where are you trying to
get? Hold on, we almost done with the podcast. Let his meal calm down.
Joan Jett. You can call me Joan Jett.
Joan Jett. There we go. I like that.
Okay, we're gonna take a little break.
Wheelchair. Joan Collins.
No. I'm just going to sit right here so I don't have to move
this. Oh, we're not going to take a break. We're going to finish this real quick because we're almost done.
Yeah, you can talk. I'm just going
to
eat.
I ain't talking. He said, you can talk. I'm going to eat. I'm going to come over here and hear you smacking.
Jeff's getting on some Five Guys right now.
Yeah, Jeff's really about to eat the burgers.
No coincidence with Five Guys. Wow.
He's eating Five Guy burgers with five guys on one bed, bro. No homo.
I actually need a picture of this.
Jeff is eating Five Guys right now.
Can you get a picture?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, no, you're a fifth
guy. Yeah, you're
guy.
The fifth guy. Get on the bed. Go on, lay
it's
down.
Four guys with...
Close enough.
With the picture taker. I'm always...
All right. Well, no, we're pretty much at the end, Jeff. So like,
oh, that's Jeff.
If you wanna,
Mom, you wanna come in? Huh? You can join us.
If you were gonna leave one thing for anybody to remember, what would that be?
Kind of what I just keep going back to: positivity. You know, if you stay positive. And you focus on that and you have positive thoughts. You are what your thoughts are. And for me, like most of my life, I've tried to be, you know, the happy guy and the most positive guy around. And it's really paid off. You know, you have this attraction rather than repelling. And it's just a much easier way to live. It's through positivity. So that's why I'm going to leave. That's part of my legacy.
For sure, man. I think we're going to leave it at that, man. Thank you for tuning in. If you want to check out... Jeff and Matt and Space Pace. I know you can go to spacepace.com. Make sure to check out NightRiderProductions.com. NITERYDER Productions with an S.com.
Launching Space Pace in about 7 to 10 days. Appreciate your support and love.
And we will have a link on the Night Rider Productions page, so make sure you come check us out. Thank you. And Jeff, God bless you, brother. We love you to death, man.
Love you too.
And
peace out.
Wherever you're at in this world, man, you will always be in our heart.
Three flicks, baby.
And we need three flicks of the light. Just so y'all know, while he's eating, you know, I'm gonna let him eat, but I'm gonna explain a couple funny things. So Jeff tells us we're gonna get ashes of him. So he said, "I want you to do whatever you want with it." I said, "Well, shit, I'm gonna put you on a dollar bill and throw you at a stripper and dust that bitch." He said, "I want you to put me." I used to live in Newport Beach, so he was like, "I want you to put me on Balboa Island or at the Wedge." And I was like, "Cool, there's gonna be girls laying out, and I'm just gonna go through and dust them with your ashes." We're hella morbid with everything, man. But everything's gonna be great, man. And no matter where you're at. Oh, the three flicks. That's where I was getting at. Yeah. So you've always, like, people always are with you when, you know, your grandpa dies or somebody dies or something, but you don't really have the time to, like, vibe with them about the afterlife. And so we asked Jeff, we said, "Look, if the only way that I will know that you are safe on the other side is if you come and give three light flicks, not click, 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 like I want you to do click, click, click." I was like, because, you know, if you don't do it like that, we could blame it for power, whatever. And you don't have to come do it to me. You can do it to your wife, your mama. Just do it to one person, because we don't know. Maybe the spirit world takes a lot of energy for you to do that kind of stuff. But you can at least do it once. And until you do that, I'm not going to believe you're safe. But do we have your word? You will flick the lights three times.
Yeah, I'll be the light flicker for sure. I'll figure it out.
I'll flick shit out of that light, huh?
Yeah, figure it out.
I'll figure it out. He's over there casting a friendly ghost, just not even able to be able to.
The whole world's flipping out, man. Missing the house.
I'm here.
And what did Matt say? Matt said, "Or what you could do is come in the bathroom mirror while I'm showering. While it's steamy, you could write Jeff on the mirror." And I was like, "Yeah, that's scary. Why don't you just write 666 question mark on it?" Yeah, man.
You know, upside down question mark.
An upside down question mark. So it is tough, you know, to watch your friend go downhill so fast. But you know what? Jeff will tell you from his own words that he's comfortable and he's ready.
Feeling good, happy. Yep.
Party's not over yet.
You gotta focus on the positivity, man.
This fool is dying, got stage 4 cancer, and he is still positive. He is still working on the computer. He is still signing documents. Never stop chasing your dreams. Never. Like, this guy is on his deathbed and still working harder than probably all of you sitting on the couch right now listening to this shit. Get out there, chase your dreams, stop being a fucking fool. One love.
Peace out.